a light rail system centered in downtown Tampa that branches out to a regional and statewide transit network is a way to attract new business to the area. That was the opinion of several speakers at this morning's Downtown Development Forum, sponsored by the Tampa Downtown Partnership. Earlier this month, the Hillsborough County Commission took a first step toward placing a referendum on the 2010 ballot that would fund mass transit with a 1 cent sales tax increase. Mark Sharp is one of the most vocal commissioners about the need for transportation options.
And I'm convinced that if we're going to turn our economy around and we're going to bring people to this region and we're going to excite our community and excite the business community, we've got to have a world-class transportation system. This opportunity in 2010, which is a referendum for rail and bus, enhanced bus system, enhanced roads, intersections, should and could have done smartly, really stimulate a lot of economic activity in our region.
Sharp says that one reason the technology company Scripps Research Institute decided to open a facility in Palm Beach County instead of Tampa Bay is because there's no mass transit system in Tampa. Sharp says that officials from other cities like Denver and Charlotte told the commission that their investments in transit have been repaid many times over.
And what we saw was that transit-oriented development worked. And the investment, Charlotte was indicating that for every $1 of investment in transit-oriented development, they were getting $6 in return. People wanted to be along the transit lines. So it was kind of exciting because we were beginning to see real value. This wasn't just someone saying, boy, I really love rail, let's do it, but actual economic value in building a transit system. Charlotte, again, 14,000 riders a day. The Houston system, 7.5 miles, 45,000 riders a day.
Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio is one of the strongest advocates for the proposed Hillsborough Light Rail Network that would begin with lines from downtown Tampa to both USF and the Tampa International Airport, with eventual links to Pasco and Pinellas counties. She gave credit to the Hillsborough County Commission, and especially to Commissioners Mark Sharp and Ken Hagan, for their work on transit.
You know, today's the day where there are tea parties out there about taxes. And it's difficult for people in elected officials in public office to say, I'm willing to put a 1 cent sales tax on the ballot. And that's tough for a lot of them to do. So the fact that we apparently have a majority of the county commission that's willing to do that, that's really a lot of political courage. And I really want the county commission to get a lot of credit for moving this issue forward because they deserve that credit. This issue is critical to our future as a region.
But just passing the sales tax referendum next year to fund transportation options is not enough, according to Iorio.
We can vote for light rail all day long, but if we don't work to implement it in a sophisticated land use way, we won't get there. We won't get there as a community. And so it is so important that we see this not as just let's get it on the ballot, and not even that we just say, let's pass it, but we see this as a 20-year issue. And we see this as a way that we are going to restructure growth in our community. And we even have to look at the development community in a different way.
Developing high-density infill projects near transit hubs could stimulate the economy and raise property values, according to Iorio. Kathy Castor, a Democratic member of Congress who represents parts of Hillsborough, Pinellas, and Manatee counties, says that federal legislation might help the Tampa Bay area get funding to plan for transit.
We're behind here a little bit. We've got to begin that education plan. I know it's difficult to do before we pass something in 2010, but we simply cannot wait. The transportation reauthorization bill comes around every 5 years. We're supposed to pass it by the end of this year. We're going to have to make the case that we're ready, even though we haven't passed a referendum in 2010. That's going to be tough. But the good news is that the leadership in Washington right now may make it easier, change the law and say planning dollars can be expended under the transportation bill. That would help us.
In February, the Hillsborough County Commission created an economic development task force, which will report next month on how to bring new jobs to the county. The chair of the task force is Bob Aberger with Trammell Crow, who suggests that incentives for companies, deregulation, and transit projects could help attract business.
We as a community will not be recognized as the place to be unless we have a transportation solution. Not a fix, It's not a fix that we can do next year or 3 years from now. But if we're known as a community that has a solution and has a plan, then we'll be recognized as forward-looking. And we need to rethink our regulatory environment so that we are committed to doing it right. You can both streamline and strengthen. This isn't about nuking wetlands and eliminating departments. It is about streamlining. It is about elimination of duplication.
Melinda Chavez with the Tampa Bay Business Committee for the Arts pointed out that downtown development would not reach its potential unless there's investment in arts and culture.
In the wider Bay Area, cultural institutions added $521 million, that's over half a billion, to the economy, and added 7,800 jobs in Tampa Bay. These institutions provide support for tourism, for economic development, for attracting new residents to the area, and for community revitalization. And you can see what's going on and what you've been hearing about today, exactly what's going on in downtown. So arts and culture attract a lot of people, and they're good for business, and they're a good investment.
Over the last several years, downtown Tampa has become significantly less expensive. That's according to Larry Ritchie with Cushman & Wakefield of Florida. He says that commercial office space costs less in downtown than in Hillsborough County or Tampa Bay as a whole. It's also less expensive than other major cities in Florida, such as Miami and Orlando, which leads Ritchie to believe that an influx of occupants will come to downtown Tampa in the near future.
And our experience over history tells us that tenants and space users, they will find the bargains, they especially in a down market. That this actually might play into our favor in downtown Tampa.